You talked a little bit about kind of the problems that you've been seeing over the years. What are some of the things that you had been writing up in your reports and just some of the bigger issues that, that happen here at the jail?
So some of the larger issues that I've identified in the jail inspections would be the condition of the facility, and the condition of the facility often drives the climate and actions and that type of thing. So holding inmates accountable, holding staff accountable, staffing levels.
Well, and we have some corrections officers here. Are you surprised at all by anything that they're saying?
There are a few things that I've taken notes on. Sure, there are some things that are of a bit of a surprise for me. Hopefully we'll be able to address those issues as we move forward.
Your statement was there was a lack of communication back and forth between your department and the former administration here at the jail.
Cooperation, I think, is what you said. Yeah.
Cooperation, I think, is what your statements were. Why don't you explain a little bit more about that?
As far as the administration, county jails are run by sheriffs, and the previous sheriff in this jurisdiction was not present often. And was somewhat disengaged from jail operations. That, again, is my opinion or view of what had occurred in the past number of years.
And that has to make it hard to make changes because he ultimately has the final say and authority in that situation, correct?
Correct. So most of the findings from my reports were discussed with the jail administrator, who then would take that to his supervisors, whomever that may be, the chief deputy, the sheriff, county board, county administrator, whomever that he has to answer to or discuss changes with and get approval for those changes.
So how do they make it better? I mean, that's the whole point of this panel, is to try and improve the situation because of that terrible attack that did happen. I mean,
sure.
It seems like the jail, it's very vulnerable in certain ways. How do they make it better?
How do they make it better? Well, obviously, this taking a look at jail issues and what's going on and their policies and their procedures, their staffing levels, I've suggested that they do a work study to identify what each individual staff person is required to complete in their duties for a shift. I've also suggested that they do a staffing analysis, which will clearly identify the need for additional staff in certain areas of the facility, or may also identify that there are overstaffed in certain areas. It does both, so.
Anything else, I mean, what else have you learned just from your time sitting in here today and hearing some of the different concerns and things that they're trying to work out?
One thing that concerns me is the training of the staff in this facility and what they're receiving in their 24 hours, and I hope that that will be improved.
Yeah. Anything else that I didn't ask that you think is important to mention or talk about, I mean, in your dealings with the jail and just kind of what you've seen over the years?
Again, I do an annual inspection, identify issues, and I'm hopeful that those issues get addressed. Many of them do. Some of them do not. And then we continue to work forward to address those issues along with any other that may be identified the following year.
And I know you're going to be involved with something else here tomorrow. Can you tell me a little bit about that and what you'll be doing?
Tomorrow I'm here to do what the Office of Detention Facilities calls a administrative review. And basically, I'll be taking a look at the incident and what occurred and the entire operations of the county jail. So it's an internal review of the operations of the jail and what went really well, if anything. What could be improved, what issues, what changes may have already been implemented, and any other recommendations for the safety of the staff and the inmates in the facility.